Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From SI, Jimmy Traina. Jimmy, how are you? Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate the time.
Anytime. Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. I saw your I actually retweeted your tweet yesterday about that in the Florida State House or wherever it was.
Council. City Council, I believe. Yeah,
I don't know if that's funny or disturbing, or I don't even know what it is, but it's I'd say it's pretty disturbing. But
anyway. I don't think funny is the reaction there when there are people who think that masks kill other people. So frightening. It's frightening.
On a much lighter note, I know you recently wrote about, something smart that baseball could do. And baseball doesn't do a lot of smart things these days. But, in terms of access to the games, right, getting rid of blackouts and stuff like that. I was just thinking about that because, I usually buy the MLB extra innings package every year. Right. And I don't know what they're planning on charging for it. I mean, I know that's more of a cable thing or whatever. I have DirecTV. And you just think with all they went through here in this shortened season, you'd think they'd want to make it as accessible as possible,
Exactly. Well, and there's a lot of layers to this. You have to keep in mind it doesn't look like there's going to be fans in the stands. So the only way people can watch the sport is via television and streaming. And there's the MLB at-bat audio feature on their app as well, which is a good feature. I just think, you can get into the whole side conversation about whether this is a real season or a legitimate season. For me, this is a completely fake season. It's 60 games. You have these wacky rules where they're going to put a runner on second in extra innings and maybe ties. I think you're going to see all sorts of, limited stuff with the pitchers because you don't want to blow people's arms out after a haphazard spring training. I don't see how MLB can treat this as here's the full price for the MLB extra innings package. Obviously, they're going from 162 games to 60. You would imagine it's going to be discounted in some way, shape, or form. But if I'm baseball, you need a really good PR win at this point, and you need people to watch your sport. I would take the hit on the money there. You're already taking a financial hit. And just get some good publicity for 5 minutes for your sport.
Yeah, Jimmy, just back to the broadcast side of things. Are you hearing that, we're gonna have the broadcasters in their booths, or are they going to be doing it remotely from home? I'm curious about that. For Korea.
Here's the thing about all sports with coronavirus. Nobody knows anything. I've heard just the home team announcers will call a game. I've heard announcers will be in a studio when they call a game. I don't think anybody knows yet. I just don't. And especially now where the virus is now basically surging in a significant amount of states, I think a lot of whatever may be thought of as a plan now, by the time July 24 rolls around, can change. So there has not been a definitive word. Like I said, you hear different things about everything in every sport. It's not just baseball. I don't think anyone knows right now what they're going to do with announcers.
Yeah, it is going to be interesting. Right, you're getting mixed messages. I don't know, but, in the end, obviously it's always better to be there. And, we've seen some of these Korean baseball games and ESPN, there is sometimes a bit of a delay. But, I feel like sometimes people make such a big deal about it. In the end, if you have to call them from a studio or your house, Yeah, so be it. Is it really that big a deal in the end?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's weird, but yes, we're in a weird situation here. I think one thing I would say is, you know, like I said, the problem with what's going on right now is nobody seems to know anything. However, if you listen to any expert, being outside is safer than being inside. And if you get announcers outside, then maybe you can have, you know, the home team announcers call the feed for both teams for those games. You know, a little broadcast booth, if there's people going in and out of there, I mean, maybe that's not an ideal situation. But, you know, you got to be creative in these spots. And we've seen, you know, broadcasts from the bleachers in Wrigley, the Red Monster in Fenway. So if you get the broadcasters outdoors, I think you have a much better chance of having them be in the stadium than having to call it from the studio, which a studio, I think, would be less safe than if they were outside of the stadium.
Yeah, or at least an open-air booth, right? I mean, if you got that. I mean, that would help, too. All right, so today the NFL announced they're canceling the Hall of Fame game. Do you think that affects the season at all, or is that just a preseason game that they're going to just do away with?
I think the only people that affects are hardcore degenerate gamblers. I don't think it affects one other group of people or anything in the universe.
The city of Canton gets affected financially. Yeah.
But the game itself is a, you know, complete waste of time.
We're talking with Jimmy Traina from SI, a host of the SI Media podcast. Jimmy, what do you think about our guy Adam Amin, who's comes on with us a lot, going from ESPN to Fox, and some of the moves that have been made broadcaster-wise?
You know, it's a weird time because it's sort of like we don't know what's going to happen with announcers. It's great that anyone can get a gig right now, while every sports media entity, TV, radio, everyone's cutting, it seems like. So if someone can shift jobs or get a job from that, you know, right off the bat, that's great. Fox, I think, not as deep when it comes to NFL announcers as CBS, so maybe Amin can sort of give them a nice lift there. Those, once you get past Buck Aikman and Burkhardt and whoever's going to be his partner this year, we still don't know if Charles Davis going over to CBS to join Ian Eagle on the number two team there. The Fox roster does not have a ton of depth when it comes to the NFL. So if Amin can get some NFL games, maybe he'll help with them there. College football Fox has, so he'd be a good addition for that. And ESPN is pretty stacked. They can lose people. They can afford to have people jump ship. They have enormous depth when it comes to college football broadcasters.
What are you hearing for Monday Night Football?
Well, if you, the college season becoming a complete unknown, there's the thought that Monday Night Football could use Fowler and Herbstreit if the college football season doesn't get started on time. And I don't know how viable that is. A lot of people think whoever's in the broadcast booth for Monday Night Football this year, it most likely is going to be another maybe a stopgap, because they're going to try again for Peyton Manning, and they're going to try again to sort of do something with that booth. So I don't know what's going on, and I think ESPN's waiting to see what happens here, to see if the season gets started on time before they make a decision and pull the trigger on a hire.
What do you think when you hear, because I have to fight with fans about this a lot. When they talk about this broadcaster roots against my team, Joe Buck hates my team, God, this guy hates my team. What's your take on that?
Well, you mentioned at the very top the people in Florida at the city council. As we have seen, this country is filled with a lot of people who are not sane and rational. So, listen, I think every broadcaster has biases, but not in terms of rooting for teams. I think it's a business where, and it's maybe not as much in broadcasting as it is with writers, but, you know, everyone uses sources in this business. So if your friend, you could have the same, broadcasters could have the same agent as a player. They can have a player who gives them quotes and gives them information before a game. I think that's where the bias comes in, not from this person's rooting for this team and rooting against that team. Not a national level. Locally, everybody is. I mean, you know, baseball local radio is everyone is biased. It's a different,
sure.
You know, but nationally, NFL or MLB, I don't think, I think, you know, people who get wrapped up in that are obviously just not rational.
Yeah, and I think, you know, individually as in radio or TV or whatever, like if you, as you said, if you have a source or you develop a relationship with a specific player or a manager, you may even if it's subconsciously, you know, tilt in favor of that guy. But by and large, I just never buy it when I hear fans. Like, you could watch one game and both teams on a national game and both teams' fans will say the announcer hates their team, and yet people can't compute that for some reason.
You just reminded me. I actually did. It was one of my most read columns in 2019 for SI for Train of Thoughts was during. I don't remember now because my memory is terrible. I don't remember if it was the World Series or it might have been the NLCS or the ALCS. It was one of those where Joe Buck did not call one of these because he was calling an NFL on Thursday night,
right.
And the baseball. It wasn't the World. It had to be the LCS on FS1. And Joe Davis filled in for Buck with John Smoltz on FM calling this ball. And there were hundreds upon hundreds of tweets from people with Joe Buck for his call of that LCS game. And he wasn't even the person behind the microphone. So that sort of sums up the state of sports. If you're in Cleveland, you're interested in this. They're doing a documentary on the decision Sunday night. That was really why he came on,
right.
Which I'm looking forward to. And but before we got into that, I was sort of saying that I'd be curious to hear how you guys feel. I don't know if it's different by Cleveland, New York, but I had a lot of writing columns and doing a podcast this week because I just can't believe how insane everything has gotten with either Corona spreading, Bubba Wallace, this. I mean, it's just been a horrible week, at least for me. And I had mentioned that to Don, and Corona came up, and he mentioned about, you know, Dr. Fauci being great and listening to Dr. Fauci. And I said, I'm sort of over Dr. Fauci. And what I mean by that is I don't think, whatever that means, I think my issue is I think he should back off on the sports interviews because every time he does a sports interview, there seems to be contradictions. I'd much rather hear him talk about Corona, how to prevent it, wear a mask, that stuff, and back off a little on the sports interviews because one minute it's football will be fine, football will be fine, and said, there's no way the NFL gets through October or baseball gets through October, I think he said. And when you make that statement and you're not coming from the sports world, I don't think you understand the impact of it. He gives an interview and says, baseball can't get past October. Okay, but as a sports fan, we know that's going to impact the NFL. That's going to impact college football. So it's not just baseball. And then everything gets sort of goes haywire. So that was my issue with it.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness to him, you know, he's doing a ton of interviews and people are going to want to ask him these questions. It makes it tricky.
Without getting into what's going on. So because of that, we're not getting him on a daily basis giving us the important updates we need. And then he's just doing all these interviews. And I think he's doing way too many interviews with sports outlets. He's doing like local radio, sports radio. No offense to you guys, but like then there's just all these mixed messages that get changed every few weeks. And I think it just adds to the anarchy we're going through.
It is quite the mess. Jimmy, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.